Hi, my name is Bethany Conway, and welcome to my podcast. I want to take a moment to thank you for joining me today as I share another part of my journey, and I hope that what I share with you today leaves you feeling hopeful, ready for change, empowered, and knowing that you're not alone in some of the day-to-day challenges of life that we all go through. Today, I want to title this podcast, Imperfectly Perfect. And what am I going to talk about? I'm going to talk about perfectionism. And I just have to say, I'm trying not to laugh, but I'm going to talk about perfectionism today. And I do not know how many times that I have restarted this podcast and re-recorded because I've made so many mistakes trying to make it perfect. It just kind of seems ironic in the midst of wanting to talk about perfectionism. So this is like my 10th attempt, so knock on wood, hopefully I can get through this without stopping or pausing and re-recording. But perfectionism is something that I know can plague a lot of us. And I know being a firstborn, a type A personality, I have always wanted to look the part, like everything is perfect. Like I conquer the world in everything that I do. And I don't even really know at what age that all started, but I remember just it being when I was really young, like wanting to have my act together. And somehow I found my value from wanting to do things absolutely perfect. And when I couldn't do things perfect, I would beat myself up, like not physically, but the mind, the things that I would say, verbal things that I would say in my mind or to myself, like, you're an idiot. What were you thinking? Like, I cannot believe you did that. How come you made that mistake? You are so dumb. How come you didn't see that? How come you didn't figure that out? How come you couldn't see that problem and make that resolution? Just the self-talk was so, can be so rough. You know, when you're trying to live a life out of perfectionism. And perfectionism is where our actions are tied to our worthiness as humans, where what I do, what I put out to the world, who I am, must have the appearance of looking perfect, because if it is not seen as perfect to the rest of humanity, I am not worthy enough. I am not good enough, and I should just crawl in a hole and hide. Maybe that's a little extreme. But I know that perfectionism is something that really can keep us from living a life that thrives in excellence. And maybe excellence is the opposite of perfectionism, where as we strive for excellence, that's coming from a place of we're going to give the best of who we are, not from a place of I better look like this is the best of who I am, even though on the inside, I am falling apart. But as long as I look good, we're okay. False perception, false reality. It's time to show up, people. It's time to be real. So as I said before, it's funny because talking about perfectionism today, and I had to re-record this podcast so many stinking times. I guess that's just part of being real, huh? Yes. So, you know, perfectionism, when it comes to psychology, according to Wikipedia, it says it's a personality trait characterized by a person's striving for flawlessness and setting high performance standards. It's accompanied by critical self-evaluations and concerns regarding others' evaluation, like people's evaluation of who you are as a person. It drives people to attempt to achieve an unattainable ideal or an unrealistic goal. And when we don't meet those needs and meet that goals, those goals that we set, again, it can be that negative self-talk where, again, we are not good enough. We are not worthy. As a person, I am dumb. As a person, I cannot believe I made that mistake. I am so stupid. The self-talk that a lot of times happens when we are operating from a place of perfectionism. You know, I try to think back to where it really began, and there's a story and a memory that I have as a teen where I kind of like feel like that was a turning point, like the seal the deal of why I'm going to go the rest of my life striving to be perfect. I grew up as a pastor's kid, and my dad was a preacher for all throughout my life, and he's an absolutely amazing man and so grateful to have amazing parents. But in the church, I remember it was one Sunday after church, and this elderly lady came up to me, and she started telling me about her granddaughter and this granddaughter of hers was the same age as I was, about 15, 16 years old. And she was telling me all the mistakes and all the things, these bad things that her teenage granddaughter was doing. And she's like, you know, Bethany, I wish you were more like you. If she was just like you, you know, you always are doing things so well and you're so perfect. And I'm listening to her say these things to me and the bad things that her granddaughter was doing. And I remember like my heart beginning to race and my palms got sweaty. And I remember just like feeling like, I felt like my body, like, you know, your face turns red, and maybe it wasn't to her, but I felt like all clammy and like on the inside I was going to explode, because as she was saying these things, I was like, oh my gosh, I do the same things her granddaughter does. Like, I have done that. Oh my gosh. What if she knew that I did those things? What if she saw me breaking the rules? What if she caught me doing what her granddaughter's doing? Oh my gosh. Like, she was putting me on a pedestal, and all I could think of was, holy crap, I am not the perfect person that she sees me as. And I just remember thinking to myself, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to really get good at looking perfect. And being a firstborn child and a type A personality, where a lot of times, there's probably a lot of people who can relate, where you're a motivated person and you already struggle with maybe being that perfectionism, but then to have somebody come and like seal the deal, put you on that pedestal when you never were there and wanted to be there in the first place, but now you're put there. And holy crap, nobody better knock you off that pedestal. And of all things, you better keep yourself on that pedestal for the world to see. And holy cow was the pressure put on at that moment. And that lady, that elderly lady, had no clue that she had put the pressure on me to be perfect, to look perfect, to hide the real me. She didn't know that. But I remember thinking that. And I remember thinking, crap, don't be vulnerable. Don't let anyone see your imperfections. It's going to be, you better have your act together, Bethany. And I just remember that's like one of those moments in my life that I remember thinking, just like knowing that was like one of those things that really pushed me into greater levels of perfectionism. And I know that, you know, as you grow older and as you mature, we have opportunities to break free of that struggle of perfectionism, you know. And even today, my oldest daughter, she's an amazing young lady. And I remember a few years ago her saying to me and getting on my case, my husband and I, Mom, Dad, why are you not demanding straight A's out of me? Like, how come you don't get on my case, and how come I don't lose privileges if I'm not getting straight A's? Because I have friends at school, Mom, who if they don't get a straight A, they lose privileges. They get grounded, or they can't go here or there. And I remember looking at her confused, you know, because I'd already gone through a lot of things in my life just trying to uproot perfectionism and coming to a place of worthiness and knowing who I was and going through those seasons of discovering my value and my worth as a person, and not by what I did or my appearance or giving the appearance of having a perfect life. Because I went through so much of my life trying to be that perfect person. And my daughter, I said to her, I said, Maddie, I said, I want you to know that we do not expect perfect out of you. And maybe as a parent, you're thinking, yeah, I'm going to tell my kid they better be perfect. But hear my heart. I said, Maddie, we are not expecting perfect out of you. We just expect you to do your best. Give it your all. And sure, you're not always going to get A's. You're not always going to be perfect. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to fail. That's part of life. That's part of learning. That's part of growing. But as long as mom and dad know that you're giving the best and doing your best, that's all that we're asking for. So you're going to have some difficult classes. And if doing your best means you get a C, okay, we're all right with that. Or maybe we can get you some help if you need help. But we're not asking you to get straight A's for the fact of saving face or to look perfect. We just want to know that you're giving your all. And that, she was not happy with us, which kind of shocked me because I was like, maybe she'd be happy that we're not putting that pressure on her. But she didn't understand because her friends at school were having that pressure put on them and they were stressed out and full of anxiety. And here we are just asking her to do her best. And I will tell you that she has done that. She's learning to do that, to give her best, that she's the one who sets the bar of what she attains and how far she goes based on her being real, her showing up and giving her all. I love this quote by Brené Brown. She is absolutely one of my favorite authors. And this quote is from The Gifts of Imperfection. If you have not read her books, I would so highly and strongly recommend them. They were life-changing for me. And I know that I don't want to say that as a grain of salt, that they were life-changing, because I know a lot of people say, oh, this is life-changing. But I want to say for me, it was life-changing because the book, when I read the books that she wrote, I read them at just the right time in my life for them to have just the greatest impact. And maybe that's how I should best say that, you know, when I say it changed my life, it's because I needed her message at just those moments in my life. And so this quote is from The Gifts of Imperfection by Brené Brown. And she says, perfectionism is not the same thing as striving to be your best. Perfectionism is the belief that if we live perfect, look perfect, and act perfect, we can minimize or avoid the pain of blame, judgment, and shame. So, 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 so true. It's not the same as striving to be your best, because being your best means that you allow yourself and you have self-compassion and you have grace for yourself when you make mistakes, when you give your best and you're striving for excellence, not perfectionism, excellence. You're wanting to put your best foot forward, knowing that as you put yourself out there, as you take a risk, as you're vulnerable, as you're authentic in your life, you may make mistakes and it may be ugly. It may be ugly, but it's okay. You're doing the best that you can. And whereas perfectionism, it's going to be tied to blame. It's going to be tied to shame, that you're not worthy, that you're not good enough. It's that negative self-talk, that you're dumb, you're stupid. What was I thinking? What am I doing? How could I have missed that? Those types of things. You know, perfectionism, this is what it can look like in the workplace. And I'm talking from experience. You know, when you're operating from perfectionism in the workplace, it can look like you're obsessing over tasks, like it's never good enough. Like, how many times can you align something or boldface and italicize something or proofread it? How many more times can you fix that spreadsheet and analyze that data? Yes, excellence. We want excellence, but obsessing over a task because you're afraid if you turn it in and it's not perfect, it's tied to your worth, that somehow it's tied to your value and your quality of work, or are you a qualified candidate, you know, for that job? Because what if you make a mistake? It's that shame that's tied to making a mistake and not being seen as perfect. And where it's anxiety ridden, it's stressful, it's the joy of doing your best in work and giving the best of who you are is not there. It is it is not fun. And you want, you know, so you're stressing out to be, for people to think that you're qualified, that you're good enough. You get frustrated when you make a mistake. It's that negative self-talk that happens. Instead of taking opportunities where you might have made a mistake or you might have missed something or you made a typo, to take that as a learning experience and to grow from that. How does it look in the home? Perfectionism, it's not just in the workplace. It's at home too. I know for myself, heaven forbid that somebody show up on my doorstep unannounced. Oh, my Lanta. Like, I remember people, I would see somebody pull into my driveway and you're yelling at your kids. We got 30 seconds to get those dishes in the sink. We got 1 minute to get that living room picked up before they ring that doorbell. And they're going to see that your life is chaos behind your closed doors. Holy crap. Your house is lived in, for crying out loud. You know? Oh my gosh. But those are real things that we think about because we want people to see that we have a perfect life, that our house is clean, that our kids are wearing clean clothes. You know, I remember I was working one day when my girls were really tiny, like I'm talking like 2 years old, and my husband had the girls, and I get home from work and they're covered from head to toe in dirt and food stains on their clothing. He had put their hair in ponytails and hairs flying every which way. And I look at them and I like melt on the inside. And he's telling me about all the places they had gone, to the store, to the, you know, donut shop, out with Nana and Papa. And I'm just thinking, you took my children out looking like this? And you're just like, ah! And so, but again, that wanting to look like everything's perfect, you know, and now by the time you have four kids, you could just really care less. As long as they got clothes on, thank the Lord, we're good to go. Shoes on, fantastic. They don't match, but hallelujah, we're going in the snow. You know, I know other, as well as your kids acting perfect. Oh my gosh, they're misbehaving. You know, we just, that stressor of thinking that we have to have perfect children, and they're children, for crying out loud. They're teens, for crying out loud. And we just expect perfection, and it stresses you out as a parent. And that's sometimes some of the most difficult things that we face, is that what if somebody else thinks that my parenting is not good enough? It's a reflection on me. I'm not a qualified parent. I'm a failure. What the heck am I doing? Just these imperfect things that we think of when we are doing the best we can. We never went to school for parenting. We learn and we grow, and yes, hopefully we're able to glean tools and books and resources and other moms and dads out there and other parents out there that we can learn from and partner and lock elbows with and say, we're in this together. We can make it through the teen years. We can make it through the toddler years. I got your back and you got mine. What did you do? What did you learn? You know, those things are, we can grow together, and it's not about perfection. Another thing is like the appearance of having, that you have a perfect marriage. I remember that being something when my husband and I, early on in our years that we got married, you know, we could be having an argument and it could be a heated argument. And then my phone ring and you're like, hey, how's it going? Like nothing ever happened. But you wanted to give the appearance that all is well, you know, or somebody showing up at your house and you just had an argument and your face was red and you guys were yelling, and somebody shows up at your house and they ring the doorbell. Oh, sure. Come on in. Hey, honey, look who's here. And you act like there's nothing wrong when really you are struggling in your marriage. It's not real, folks. Perfectionism. It's not being real. It's not showing up. It's not being seen. We're human. We make mistakes. We learn, we grow, we bring the best of who we are. Our worthiness is not tied to us being perfect or acting perfect. It is showing up, being seen, talking through the struggles and the failures with people that are safe in our life. It is locking elbows with your dear friends, arm in arm, saying, I make mistakes. Life is tough sometimes, but I'm here. We're together in this. Living from a place of perfectionism will burn you out. It'll exhaust you, stress you out, lead to health issues, ruin relationships. But living from a place of bringing the best you to the table, a place of excellence, a place of being real and showing up and being seen, that is going to make a difference, my friends. That is going to lead you in a life of fullness, lead you into a life of growth, of maturity, of thriving, of being able to laugh at yourself when you make mistakes, of connection. Today, if I can leave you with one thing, I want to challenge you to get curious. What are the things that you want to change in your life? What are the things that you want to let go of where you have strived so hard to be perfect because you're afraid to be seen? Get curious. Know that you are worthy. Know that you are loved. Know that you are valuable. And it's okay to show up and be real. Thank you today for joining me. I hope you have a wonderful, blessed day, and we'll talk again soon.